This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. BT knows that businesses come in many shapes, sizes, and guises, from the person just starting out at their kitchen table to the biggest employer, which is why no matter what line of work you're in, they've got your back to help you succeed and do what you do best. Whatever your business, BT's got your back. Search BT's got your back.
This is the Times Morning Briefing on Thursday, the 23rd of March. The government is cutting benefit payments to some of Britain's poorest families or threatening them with debt collectors because they were overpaid tax credits in the past. More than a million people have had their universal credit payments cut over the past year, even though some of the debts are decades old and in many cases the claimant wasn't at fault. Critics claim the move is plunging people into poverty. Meanwhile, the Bank of England is expected to increase interest rates again later following yesterday's surprise jump in the cost of living. Inflation increased from 10.1% in January to 10.4%, driven by the rising cost of food. Dr. Joshua Ryan Collins is Associate Professor of Economics at UCL and hopes interest rates will stay the same.
I would actually encourage the Bank of England to reduce rates because of the incredible strain on lower income workers and households. They are facing a cost of living crisis the likes of which we haven't seen in decades.
Boris Johnson's remained quiet after yesterday's grilling by MPs over the Partygate scandal. In a three-hour session, he told the Privileges Committee there's not a shred of evidence to show he'd misled the House of Commons intentionally when he said no rules were broken at lockdown gatherings in Downing Street. His supporters insist Mr. Johnson was telling the truth, but Dr. Kathy Gardner, whose father died in a care home during the pandemic, is not impressed.
I wasn't surprised by his continual ability to just deny and pretend it had absolutely nothing to do with him. It's impossible for him to show contrition. He really doesn't care about how it looked to the rest of us. All he's interested in is saving his own skin. It's completely incredible, absolutely impossible to believe it. And the fact that he thinks that we should is just insulting. It's insulting to the intelligence of the majority of the population.
The committee will now consider whether to suspend Mr. Johnson from the Commons, which could trigger a by-election. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Conservative Party, Greg Hands, is denying that Rishi Sunak's tax returns were published on the same day as Boris Johnson's Privileges Committee appearance as a way of burying bad news. They show the Prime Minister paid more than £1 million to HMRC over the last three financial years. Mr. Han says it was good that Mr. Sunak is being transparent.
Well, look, I'd have to have a look at the tax return. I'm not a tax accountant. I am a former Treasury Minister, but I'm not ready to position a comment on what he should or should not be paying. What I am here to say, it's a very good thing that he's published those returns, which is fulfilling the pledge he's made. And we now have Keir Starmer, who's made the same pledge on the 29th of January. He needs to also publish.
New plans will require separating couples to try mediation rather than going to court to sort out agreements on child custody and financial arrangements. Courts will be the very last resort. The Ministry of Justice believes the move will protect children and reduce backlogs. And Prince William will speak to Ukrainian refugees later as his trip to Poland continues. Yesterday, he met British and Polish troops near the Ukrainian border. And John Herbst, a former US ambassador to Ukraine, has told Times Radio the visit underlines the West's support.
That support has thus far ensured that Putin could not win. And as long as it continues, I think Ukraine will ultimately win this war.
You can hear more on these stories throughout the day on Times Radio.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on the Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.